He sipped his drink. Let me remind you that she wasn't my client, so I don't know all the details. But my impression is that she was burned out, wanted to write something of significance. And this is the part that you probably already know about. Apparently she was having problems. Somebody was threatening her, harassing her.
When?
Last winter, about the time I met her for lunch. I guess it was late February.
Go on, I said, intrigued.
She had no idea who was threatening her. Whether this began before she decided to write what she was currently working on or afterward, I can't say with certainty.
How was she going to get away with violating her contract?
I'm not sure she would have, not entirely, Mark replied. But the direction Sparacino was going was to inform Harper he had a choice. He could cooperate, and the finished product would be fairly harmless. In other words, Harper would have limited powers of censorship. Or else, he could be a son of a bitch and Sparacino would give the newspapers 60 Minutes a crack at it. Harper was in a bind. Sure, he could sue Beryl, but she didn't have that much cash. A drop in the bucket compared to what he's worth. A suit would only make everybody run out to buy Beryl's book. Harper really couldn't win.
Couldn't he have gotten an injunction to stop the publication? I asked.
More publicity. And to halt the presses would have run him into the millions.
Now she's dead. I watched my cigarette smoldering in the ashtray.
The book isn't finished, I presume. Harper doesn't have any worries.
Is this what you're getting at, Mark? That Harper may be involved in her murder?
I'm just giving you the background, he said.
Those clear eyes were looking into mine. Sometimes they could be so incredibly unreachable, I remembered uncomfortably.
What do you think? He was asking.
I didn't say what I really thought, which was that it struck me as very strange that Mark was telling me all this. It didn't matter that Beryl wasn't his client. He was familiar with the canons of legal ethics, which make it quite clear that the knowledge of one member of a firm is imputed to all its members. He was just a shade away from impropriety, and this was as out of character for the scrupulous Mark James I remembered as if he had shown up at my house sporting a tattoo.
I think you'd better have a talk with Marino, the head of the investigation, I replied. Or else I'd better tell him what you just told me. In either event, he'll be looking up your firm, asking questions.
Fine. I don't have a problem with that. We fell silent for a moment.
What was she like? I asked, clearing my throat.